a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Old people smell. It's not something, I think that term in itself is a bit intense.
It's offensive.
It's offensive. You know, old people smell. But in this article, that's what it says.
Okay.
It says it's a real scent, can't be washed out. And there's this longevity expert who said that there's an answer to getting rid of old people smell. It is a very real chemical process that develops with age.
Spend time with younger people.
From 40 plus. So
hey, I'm on my way, baby. So are
you're
you.
You're not on your way. You're in the way of a good scent. So old people smell, you might say, okay, it's musty. It's a bit greasy.
Oh, are we going to, I don't know if we're going to be so oddly sour.
Yeah. And apparently it has nothing to do with poor hygiene. So stop berating the elderly because
exactly.
It's not their fault. It's
exactly.
Not poor hygiene.
No.
Okay. This chick by the name of Leslie Kenny.
Classic chick.
Classic gal. She said, you know what it is?
What?
It's caused by a compound called 2-nonenal.
Okay.
And it forms, stay with me, when omega-7 fatty acids in the skin's natural oils, known as sebum, disgusting.
Yeah.
I do not like that word, break down through oxidation.
Oh.
Okay, so they're saying as people age, you know, there's fewer antioxidants that protect the skin.
Sure.
And then at the same time, you know how we lose so many skin cells a day?
Yeah.
Well, when you're older, you kind of don't lose as much. And it makes your skin cells kind of accumulate and linger on the body.
Right. And then they rot and then...
Yeah, well, ish. And it was only since 2010 this Japanese study found out what the hell was going on because someone was like, I cannot stand this stink anymore, I assume.
Yeah. I need to know
where
it's coming from.
And so they're saying, look, it's like your oils on your skin are rusting. That's a horrible way to put it, isn't it?
Okay.
And so they're like, okay, this is what can fix it.
Oh,
mushrooms.
Eating them.
Ugh. Eating them.
Are we talking about that at the moment?
Yes. Whew. It's fine in this case.
Okay.
Eating them. They're the perfect food to combat this smell, ideally 3 to 4 times a week.
Prepared by yourself.
Well, as part of a balanced diet. Yeah. I'm going to stop you there, Tom. I'm going to stop you there.
Supermarket.
Because I don't need any jokes getting me into court.
I'm not.
No, you shut up.
I didn't make any jokes.
You shut up.
You said
and then,
mushrooms.
So they're saying ideally 3 to 4 times a week, and then that should help you with less stinking.
Yep.
You know? So I don't know if you want to do like omelette or mushroom burger or whether you want to do some type of can you please come back? Tom's left the room. Or some type of okay, no, he's gone.
Hey guys, did you hear the door just close? I've just popped back in. I missed that whole break. I just went to the toilet. Sorry I didn't get back in time to talk about any of that stuff about mushrooms. I wasn't here for that. What were we talking about?
Nothing.
Okay. Good.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's sort of a PSA, CSA sort of arrangement, particularly for the likes of you, Cameron Ling.
Oh, okay.
Cashed up, don't understand the internet. You're basically asking to be scammed.
Oh, right.
Right? So we've got a mutual mate, Log and I, from radio, and he's been getting a lot of interest on his Instagram lately.
Oh.
And he's been taking us through it with the screenshots of the messages that he's been receiving.
Oh, I haven't seen any of this.
Interest, you mean... Relationship type interest?
Yeah, lady messages. Yeah, gotcha. Lady messages. So
not Nigerian princes saying you've won $1 million.
No. I think they've just sort of worked out that the world's cottoned on to that.
Yeah, 40 years later.
I nearly fell for it the other day.
So, of course you did.
With your dial-up.
So there's the standard, hey, my friend saw you on her... recommended and told me you're cute. Good so far. She broke up with her ex recently, so she's too shy to message. I attached her account above. Don't tell her you're from me. I've received those ones before. It's like, hey, my friend saw you and thought you were
with
cute.
With great interest or do you always get a bit like, I'm married, but...
Take it as, thank you, but...
Someone's noticed
reply.
Me.
Hey, thanks. I'm actually... Yeah. So that was a girl called Jess, apparently. And then... another Jess with a different
It's always a Jess, account. Isn't it? It's always
hey,
a yes.
Jay, you're, oh, I just said his name now. You're kind of cute, smiley face. Can you DM me on my other profile so my BF doesn't notice?
Oh,
wow.
And then another Jess account with that same photo sends him, and so there's a different Insta handle, another Jess. They bloody love it. Yeah. Scammers, all of them. No, they're not. They're all lovely. Hey, my friend saw you on her recommended and told me you're handsome. She's gone again. She broke up with her ex recently, so she's too shy to message. I attached her account above. Don't tell her you're from me. So, Jess, are you interested in my our friend or is your friend interested in our friend? I'm so confused. Another account, Jess, messages.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Same profile picture, third Jess account, right? Oh,
this poor woman who's been had her profile picture taken
know,
as well.
Right? Damn. Hey, just saw your account and I wanted to say you're kind of cute. Let's chat on my other account because my toxic ex can see my messages here.
Oh, wow.
The funny thing is that he's gotten on to this, but other men... The only reason this stuff works is because there's a lot
men
of you
that, do,
that would be like, oh, how dumb. Sick.
How
yes.
dumb.
Four different Jesses want me.
I can't believe they all look so similar.
Yeah.
They've all pulled the same photo. And the thing is, right, it is a little bit unfair because, he's, I mean, it goes on and on. There's plenty more and they get like more and more obscure and random. One was, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. If it's okay with you, could we have a smooth conversation from now on, my friend? Hey, you, it's really nice meeting you here on TikTok. It's not TikTok, it's Insta. Wasn't expecting to find someone this interesting and cute at the same time. Cool. Guess this app just got a little more exciting. I'll be waiting for it. So the fun thing is, right, he's getting all this interest and it's not very fair because they're barking up the wrong tree. He is as gay as the day is long.
Exactly.
So what I've asked him to do is to forward all of those messages. So I am looking to meet many, many Jesses.
Send a few my way, Tommy. I don't want to feel left out.
I want to share the Jesses. Yeah.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Hit me with something, Tommy.
Okay, well, so you're going to do a review of a...
It's a crime thriller currently streaming, but you're going to give me a little bit of Crime Club action.
That's
you?
Right.
But so where it says Loggy, you would have to say Lingy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
are you,
live.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
So it's Lingy's time to analyse crime in Lingy's Crime Club. So you've got two Lingy's there,
gotcha.
All right? You ready?
Yeah.
You've been doing it live.
Oh, yeah.
Don't muck it up.
I will.
Because nothing will happen if you do. It's fine. We'll just get on with our lives. Here we go. Ready?
It's Lingy's time to analyse crime in
Lingy's
Crime Club.
Oh, like,
nah, that was good, man. That was much better than I expected. Brilliant. Well done, well done.
It was a little bit late.
It's so funny. We're all like bopping our heads along.
Okay. Love that intro. This show, Department Q, is the one I'm going to review. It is currently streaming on Netflix.
Got a little grab of it, a little bit of audio from the actuality.
So
from
that
the
know
sort
where
of,
it
yeah,
is,
sort
what
of
it is, what
sort of
it sounds
pick
like.
Pick up with the vibe, sort of the preview of it or something like that.
Yeah, sure.
I don't do internet.
Thank you for the accent it is set in, it is a British crime thriller, this
that.
One. This one's set in Scotland.
Is it real? Or is it fake?
What do you mean? Is fiction or non-fiction?
Yeah.
It's fiction.
Okay,
it's
well, we don't do fiction for Loggy's Crime Club, but that's
well,
okay.
No.
We'll accept it.
It's based on the book series by a Danish writer.
Which is also fiction.
Yeah, it's fiction. first
no,
season.
That's okay.
First season. It's based this... and now, there are no spoilers coming or anything like that.
You're so terrible with this
song. I know, but... The premise of it is there is a guy who was involved in a shooting. It went bad. His partner got hit. Another one got hit. He also did as well. He's recovering from that. He's definitely a bitter, twisted detective.
Mm-hmm.
He's basically put in charge of this new department that they don't really kind of want. It's a bit of a PR thing to solve cold cases.
Uh-huh.
And they then have, clearly in series one, a cold case to solve. It's a real eclectic bunch of people who kind of help him.
Mm-hmm.
It is, Tommy, a Amazing.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant.
So what happens in Loggie's Crime Club is that we give it a rating out of 5 and closure rating out of 5 as well. So just remember that before we finish.
Okay, okay. I've got that one coming. So Matthew Good, I don't know, he was in The Crown. He's quite a debonair British actor. But
so he's not a Canadian musician, which is what's come up in my Google search.
No. I'm thinking of the role he was in The Crown. But anyway, quite a suave sort of act. But in this one, he's grizzled and he's got the beard and he's brilliant.
Nice.
There's a couple of other British actors people might know. Kelly MacDonald's in it as the psychologist. She's outstanding. She's in the Harry Potter series. She's Rowena Ravenclaw for you. Guy Akram is the he's a Syrian refugee, but with a mysterious kind of background who then joins his department. Love him. Favourite character of the whole thing. Yeah. He's so amazing.
So the writing is strong with characters.
Yes. Yeah. Love the characters. I'm not saying there's twists or anything like that, but just the suspense and the thriller part of it. It is excellent. To get right to the point, it is 5 out of 5. Must watch. For those people who love, you know, the British crime thriller shows have a little bit of like, whoa, hang on. Yeah. There's a bit of gore in there. There's a bit of violence.
Yep.
So just be prepared for that. But if you don't mind that and a little bit of psychological thriller type stuff, it is 100% got to watch stuff.
So how many episodes and where can we find it?
It's on Netflix.
You don't have to give exact.
Episodes is 9.
9 and how long do they run for?
Oh.
Are they like half an hour?
No, more the 50 minute to an hour.
Okay, right, cool.
So you go. It's an undertaking.
Yep. Yeah. They've just renewed for season 2, which I'm not surprised. It's been a smash hit. Reading a few things online and I'm not surprised it's a smash hit.
And closure rating?
Well,
I can't. Sometimes you can say, can't say.
There's a season 2.
Sometimes you say, I can't say.
So it, obviously within one season, there is one particular cold case they're focused on. Mm-hmm. You get some good closure on that.
Is that a spoiler?
One. No, it's not a spoiler.
I feel like after this whole thing, I don't need to watch it. I feel like you've told me absolutely everything that happens.
I have not.
So thanks for nothing.
I have not.
You've ruined the whole thing for me. You don't understand how these things work.
I didn't,
you've
did
done
I?
It again.
Yeah, Log, did
you,
I?
Yeah, you
I'm
don't
never
really
gonna,
it, but
I'm
okay.
Never going to watch it.
It's great.
Why would I? I know everything that happens. There's the debonair guy who's grizzled.
Yes. Get ready to do it live again.
Here we go.
We're going to wrap it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay.
Go. Lingy's.
It's time to analyse crime in
Lingy's
Crime Club.
Live again! Lingy's!
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So I do pickups, Carly does drop-offs with the girls because, you know, that's how it works. I'm here right now. So, but then in the afternoon, I have the opportunity to be able to pick up my daughters from school in kindy, which is awesome. And I did that yesterday. Picked up, obviously pick up Indy from school, and then I go pick up Goldie from kindy. And as we're sitting in the car park, sort of getting ourselves sorted before I drove off to go home, Goldie made a comment, and I thought to myself, "Hang on a minute. She's 3. She'll be 4 next month." In about almost exactly a month. And I was like, hang on a minute. So I grabbed my phone before I'd driven and opened the voice memo recorder, handed it back to her.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to have a chat. I said, just hold this for daddy. I didn't say we're recording or anything. Just so you know, I did get her permission to then use the audio.
Bless.
By the time we got home, Indy was not, she's like, I wouldn't want you to do. And, but Goldie was like, yeah, no worries, whatever.
I don't care. Second child.
She literally said, I don't care.
Yeah.
Got some content for you, Dad.
Yes.
It's so funny. They just don't care about the radio at all. Yeah. So funny. Anyway, so something happened at kindy yesterday to Goldie, and I think it's best said in her words. However, I've taken some names out to protect people that, you know, whether it's educators or other kids, no names are mentioned except for our names.
Mm-hmm.
And also keep in mind with the quality of the audio, I'm sitting in the front seat.
Yeah.
She's sitting in the back seat holding a phone that she does not know is recording her, okay?
Yeah.
So this is what happened yesterday at Kindy.
You know what happened today with...
He farted in my face.
Really?
For real.
And what happened?
I just told me and he said nothing.
Oh, where were you so that he could fart in your face?
Sitting down on the mat for group time.
Someone farted in her face?
Yes.
Not even a crop dust, just full on.
Farted in her face, and she told her educator, and according to Goldie, she just said nothing. So, all right. So I'm like, this warrants further investigation. Mm.
Did he walk up to you and fart in your face, or did you...
He was just sitting next to me and then farting in my face.
If he's sitting down, how was his bum up near your face? I thought he might have been standing up with his bum in your face.
No. He just turned around and he said he farted in my face.
So at this point, it seems to me more like she's been sitting next to a child and he's farted.
Yeah.
He's and let rip.
She's interpreted that as
he's
farted in my face. Then things,
well, it feels like that sometimes.
It does. Yeah. And sort of say, so I needed more specifics.
So you didn't actually hear the fart?
No.
Did you smell the fart? Was it a stinker?
Yeah.
Was?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Do you think he farted next to you, or do you think he farted right in your face?
He farted right in my face when he was next to me.
Okay, what did you feel like doing when he farted in your face?
I just said, stop, I don't like it, and he didn't stop.
He didn't stop, he kept farting?
Yeah.
It's a really good job of establishing a boundary there, babe, with farting in your face. How many farts did he do?
One.
Just one fart?
Actually, two.
Two farts.
So we're getting a little bit loose with the detail.
Well, it was a traumatic event, you know. Sometimes.
Is it in the face? Is it next to?
I think these are the details that need to be sorted out.
Did you hear it? Did you smell it? So let's just wrap this up.
And after that second fart, what did he do? Did he just walk away?
He just kept sitting and didn't do anything.
Maybe you could fart in his face?
No.
No, you're not
going to
fart in his face?
He wouldn't like it.
He wouldn't like that? No, and you don't want to lower yourself to his level, do you? No. Okay. Does farting in faces happen much at Kindy?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah.
Does everybody always fart in each other's face?
Yeah.
It's a crime wave.
What is going on in the education system at the moment if these are the reports that they're coming home with? Very high on detail, and we will be having a conversation when I get to pick up today.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Welcome, AJ.
1 second song.
Okay, it hasn't started well for me.
But g'day, AJ.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Not too bad. You're going to welcome my other co-host in as well?
Fenway.
Yes.
The pup.
My beautiful greyhound Fenway is hanging out too.
She is absolutely beautiful and inspires us all to be better people. So thank you.
She does. She does. On a constant basis.
We do play 1 second song of a Thursday with you, AJ, where because Loggy's such an audio guy.
Yeah, this is where my brain works.
She can hear
sounds, ideas.
The first note of a song and she can nail it. Sadly for us, Tommy, she has proven throughout this year that she actually is
good at
this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Has dominated this. Often though, when we're playing at AJ, you come in with a theme. Do we have one for today?
You knew this better than these two because we've spoken about this over the last week. My other favourite sport in the world is baseball, and my beloved Boston Red Sox traded a very big name player last week, so they're kind of putting it back together with different pieces. Ooh. So that's what we're going with for our musicians today.
Putting the bands back
together with some different pieces.
Okay.
So all of these artists have had something major change at some point.
Okay. Before we start, did you specifically tell AJ to bring in the pooch today because you know that it would distract me.
No, but that was a great move by you, AJ. Thank you.
No idea.
Appreciate
now,
it.
As it's worked, you're going to play 1 second of a song.
Correct.
You and I, because Log has dominated, yep, we're going to briefly have that 1 second opportunity. If we get it, great. If not, you're then going to play 3 seconds of a song,
mm-hmm,
and then five. Loggy can join in after the 1 second part. Just give us a chance, Log.
To be fair, when we, by the time it comes around to playing the 3 seconds, Loggy's like, yeah, I know it, hurry up. And then
I don't think I'm like that at all, but oh, it's okay.
It's got the Tommy's same amount of competitive smugness.
No.
I will also say with the music today, it does skew a little bit older.
Ooh, yeah, okay, today. Cameron Ling.
I'm in the game.
In
Let's
the house.
Do this.
Okay, question number one, 1 second song. Let's go. Oh. Tom?
Tom?
It's Van Halen, Why Can't This Be Love?
Let's hear it.
Yes, oh, Tom!
Tommy!
This is one of my favourite all-time songs.
That was impressive.
Obviously the change there, David Lee Roth, yeah, into Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
There you go. See, I didn't know that, Tom, so...
So much. No, I'm
just
surprised.
It's just dawned on me then. That little beat at the start, I was thinking, actually, that sounds like Lady Gaga, How Bad Do You Want Me?
It, yeah, does.
And
it
someone's sniffing the front of my pants as I stand here under the desk. And I'm hoping it's none of you three.
All right. I'll get back to my microphone.
Who's distracted now, hey?
3 points, Tommy.
For the record, there is a greyhound in the studio. Just, yeah, so that sets the context there if you've just tuned in. All right. 1 second song. Question number two. What is this?
Oh, that's familiar.
Do you want just one more? Have it, we'll again?
Play it again.
Do you know it, Log, already?
No. Nah.
Oh, okay. Hit us 3 seconds.
Oh, I think I'm not. Here we go. Falling asleep at
the wheel again, baby. Loggy.
Loggy.
It's In Excess.
Mm.
Yeah, but what's...
Oh.
I'm not going to get the song.
Yeah,
I'm not going to get, yeah, it in 5 seconds. So, okay, give me some time.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves. I don't know.
Can we play the
5 seconds?
The
five-second one.
Can I just give you the... Because that's so sweet. God, that's beautiful. Okay.
That's
the nicest... No, I know. But you didn't know the name, so that's the sweetest thing I've heard all day. Coming your way to Vegas,
dirty and dreaming of the other...
It is.
I can't think of it.
I will not get this.
So do I get a half point?
No, Tom. Is it In Excess, It Ain't Pretty?
I'm going to give it to you. That's close enough. Is In Excess, Pretty Vegas?
Pretty Vegas. Yes. Okay. Close enough.
That's a boat. You would never let me get a point for that.
No, I would not. Absolutely not. But you've got such an advantage in this game.
Of course.
And of course, the lead singer.
JD Fortune, the winner of Rockstar In Excess.
Yes.
And now he goes around and does his own shows just singing In Excess songs without the band.
Well, In Excess very ceremoniously kicked him out, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. 1 point for you, tell me.
Okay, all right. That's
so,
a questionable
hang on. So it's
point.
3 points for him, and then he gets a 1 point. So it's currently 4 points for Tom.
So it's an unassailable lead. However, let's play the third one.
What a turn up for the books. Here we go. 1 second song. Question number three. What is this?
Lee.
Loggy.
Loggy.
Oh, God.
Time out. No,
it's Electric Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, God, why can't I think of the band?
Ah, dunno.
Ice House.
Oh, Ice House is here.
Hang on there.
Who, after the success of the album Ice House, changed their name from Flowers to
That's
Ice
right.
House.
To the, yeah.
Great tune, by the
great
way.
Great tune.
Well done. Great round, too.
Oh, so Log got 0 points again.
Yeah, Log not even registering with the scorers.
Did you do that on purpose?
No,
dog,
Tom.
Dog,
well done.
Dog in the stanky,
well
mate.
Done,
appreciate
Tom.
That.
Well done,
Tom.
Log performing like a top order batsman for the Australian cricket team.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought you were going to come in with. Like, all right, the theme today is Australian cricket team sucks. If you've heard AJ's news at all this morning,
yeah. I have not been kind. No.
All right, mate. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on KROQ 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Okay, I'm going to lead this one, even though I wasn't there, because I've pretty much got the crux of the story.
Yeah, I mean, I can try, but as I said to you off air, I just, yesterday...
You're seriously rattled by this.
I'm so rattled.
Okay.
This is not me being overdramatic, funny, whatever. It is. I hate this type of content and stuff.
Somewhat of a sort of a gross trigger warning. If you don't like some gross, particularly booger-related stuff. Okay, so Marie, I'm naming names.
Are you naming names?
I didn't think we were naming names.
Head of our promo.
Oh, Tom.
What?
Tom. I didn't think we were naming names.
What happened in the office here? She's proud of it. She thinks it's a skill. She was in the office yesterday, and this happens apparently regularly. She sneezed, and boogers didn't come out her nose. They came out her eye.
Oh, that's not what I was expecting.
Okay. And so...
What do you mean, out of her eye?
So you know where you'd get, like, sleep in your eye when you wake up in the morning? Just right in the corner there, next to your nose, the bridge of your nose, right? Green, like, boogers came, like... Not shooting out off her face, but certainly like bubbled up and then ran down her cheek. It was a really bad one.
You're very graphic with your words.
Do you want the bin, just in case you spew?
No, honestly, like yesterday I was dry raging. She kept saying, hey, she came into the studio and she's like, hey, this is normal, right?
And she pointed.
And I was like,
so you saw it. So you saw it, but you can't tell the story because you're going to vomit.
The bin's there now, Log, just in case.
I'm sorry. I want to be involved in this, but it's like.
You're so triggered.
So does it drip down?
So this one. So she said that was a big one, but she said it happens a bit. It's not usually so big that it runs down her cheek as well, which is what it did sort of towards the nostrils.
It's
just, area.
It's not, stop.
So picture a tear rolling down.
A tiny
booger tear. Because, and I was like, that is so weird, mate. And she goes, no, it's all related. It's all linked. Like the sinuses are blocked and all of this. And
I get all those sinus passages are linked, but it's that's not a common thing, I wouldn't have thought.
No.
So see those tears that you have right now from this. Imagine them as snot coming down
Don't
your cheek.
Don't say that word.
So then other people in the office were like, that's a thing. Your booger's coming out your eyes when you sneeze.
That's a horror movie.
I've never heard of it.
I've never
seen it. It's never happened to me.
No.
I wasn't expecting that. When you said... sneezed, I just pictured a one-off, like something went flying from the nose and everyone, that's gross. I've never heard of out of the eye. Never heard.
Do you remember, it's been a long time since I've seen it, do you remember seeing on TV, I feel like when we were a kid it was on TV all the time, where people would like squeeze milk through their eye?
Yeah,
do you
it was
remember
like
that?
A big skill.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, where they'd like, would they...
It was
it
on like
their,
Hey Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. Red faces. Up their nose, they'd suck milk up their nose and it'd come out their eye.
Oh.
Like, anyway.
Was it really greeny, yellowy log?
Apparently
it was bright green. The fact that it dribbled, like.
I'm actually, nah.
Did it reach your mouth?
Nah, I'm literally, I'm
did
giving
it
you.
Did reach your mouth?
I'm, that's it. Nah.
There are some people.
I told you not to be so graphic.
There are some people that can't do booger stuff. But
no, that's legit too.
I would love to hear from anybody who can do booger out the eye stuff. Is that
really
a normal
that?
Thing?
Is it only booger out the eyes, or is it something like, can people call in and say something not normal has come out the eyes?
Yeah,
like,
sure. I'll take any sort of eye gear. If you can get something out your eyes that is not tears or sort of anything standard, be as graphic as you like, because Loggy's still in the building.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Cold enough this morning, do you reckon, to freeze the snot on your cheek?
Well, it depends where it's come from. Has it come out your nostril and been wiped onto your cheek? Or
guys,
is it dribbled out of your eye socket?
I literally said, I will come back in. If you're not, just don't be so graphic.
Okay.
We know what the story is. The story doesn't have to be told that graphic. I'm actually dry reaching.
Can you
Stop
block
it.
Your ears so I can just reset for people who don't?
Who've just joined us.
So Marie, our promo director here, she runs all the competitions and et cetera.
You've used her name.
No, she's proud of it. She thinks it's a skill. She sneezed in the office yesterday and nothing really came out of her nose. She did a sort of a responsible adult job of sneezing, but a little bit of booger did come out of her eye, right where sort of... where you'd get sleep,
there.
I guess where tears come from. So it must be a tear duct thing, yeah? So she's shot... boogers up her sort of sinuses, that
nasal
tear duct,
passage,
nasal
yeah.
passage, sort of, and popped out her eye there, and it's then just sort of dribbled down her cheek, and she was like, "That's a big one," but it happens all the time.
With a beautiful sort of greenish yellow consistency to it, just drifting down slowly towards the corner of her mouth.
Your You're doing charades with your finger. Stop it.
Stop it. She said, stop it.
I put the bin there.
Don't vomit, mate. Where's the bin?
The bin's there.
Okay,
the bin's
thank God.
There. We didn't know this was a thing, though, you
well,
and I.
You and I, the three of us had never heard or seen it before, but apparently there are other people around the office that think it's a normal thing to happen, so we thought we'd ask the people. Like Tracy and Heighton, Trace, boogers out the eyes. Is it a thing, mate?
Well, I haven't never heard of boogers out of the eyes, but Loggy, this is a better one for you. My husband, if he goes underwater, he equalises, like he can hold his nose and put pressure towards his eyes and he gets air bubbles come out of his eyes.
Oh. Isn't that disgusting? That's...
Can I just ask, is everyone on the phone just going to try and make me feel good? Is that the goal of today?
Yeah.
I don't. It's all right. That's okay, Trace, because the water, like that's air. It's clean.
Yeah, it's air and that's, it's clean. Okay. I've never heard boogers. No. Like, to be honest, that's a bit weird. I think you need to go to the doctor for that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too. I think so too.
Sounds like it.
Fair enough. Amanda from Corio's on the line. Amanda, is this a thing? The boogers out the eyes?
It is absolutely a thing.
What? Since when?
So I've got a two-part anecdote for you.
Okay.
Please don't be graphic.
Go for it.
So your tear ducts are all connected to your sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
When I have trouble with my sinuses, so when I get sick, this is something that happens to me. I have right. to do the sinus irrigation and everything to try and... Yeah, it's awesome.
We've all heard the song, your tear ducts connected to your sinuses.
I thought you meant, wrapped up like a douche.
But yeah, when I sneeze or I try and blow my nose when I'm sick,
yeah.
often I will have stuff that comes out my tear duct.
Yes, when you say stuff, can you describe it to
me? What's the colour?
Thick. Thick, goopy, yellow.
Goopy. Goopy's a great word.
I reckon you've just about got her,
lost
Amanda.
Her, Amanda.
All right, that's brilliant. Oh, disgusting and brilliant. Shona's in Grove. Hey, Shona, boogers in the eyeballs. What's happened? What's going on with your eyeballs?
After my experience in my 20s, where obviously my hand hygiene wasn't up to scratch, I can definitely contest that eyeball grossness is a thing. Mm. I had a cold sore on my lip, and I think this is in the days when Zevirax had only just come in. So I was anxiously putting it on my lip, trying really hard to, you know, look good in my 20s, sure. and I must have rubbed my eye. And hadn't washed my hands, and all of a sudden this cold sore appeared on the inside of my eyelid.
Oh.
Now, what happens with a cold sore is it starts off just red, and I thought, oh, maybe it's a sty.
Yeah.
But then a cold sore starts to erupt, and this big, pussy growth came underneath my eyeball. And I'm in my 20s trying to look good in it. It takes like 10 days, so it erupted into this big, pussy mass. I'm sorry.
You lost it. Brilliant, Shona.
Oh, Shona, it's so painful too, mate. I can't believe it.
It is. And it got really hard too as it crusts over and heals and was scratching my eyeball too. It was just...
I'm not listening anymore.
That was...
She's taking the headphones off, Shona.
She can't hear you, Shona, but we are really... We appreciate your service and so sorry you went through that. Headphones back on, mate. Shona's gone.
Diane from Finesford's here with us live.
When are we wrapping this up?
Well, Diane's going to do it. Come on, Diane. What's going on?
You boys, your fascination with boogers is way too much.
Yeah.
A few years ago, my husband and I were doing a cooking class with the Jamie Oliver thing in Warrabool Street.
Sure.
And we were working in pairs, and they said about cooking something, and I think it was peppers. And this lady said to us, if I cook with peppers or touch them, my eyes bleed.
What?
And we're all like, oh. And then everyone, the four in our group are like, we really want to see that.
Did she do
inappropriate,
it? But did she do it?
It was like, fascinating. No, she went nowhere near those peppers, I tell you.
See, I can deal with blood in the eyes.
Really, you can handle with blood dripping down, but not the...
Stop saying dripping.
Greeny, stop. Yellow all goop.
Right. Have a great... Yeah.
So if you're in the middle of the Surf Coast Highway and you had boogers coming out your eyes, Cold sore or blood? What would you choose?
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.